Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Go on, what were you going to say, Becky? We were talking to Josh then. What's going on?
I was just going to say the one that doesn't speak will probably...
Come back, Josh. Don't worry. Don't run away.
I'm all right, but the one that doesn't speak will probably have a cup of tea.
Don't a cup of tea, one who doesn't... I mean, we probably should have done this about 8 or 9 minutes ago before I opened my mic for the first leak. But hey, come on. It's relaxed. It's chill. I like a cup of tea with one sugar, please, Josh, and just a tiny bit of milk. You're fired. That's what happens. Your career over.
No, if you put too much milk in, she won't ever tell you, but I'll have to go and make another one.
Yeah, I won't let... Yeah, all right. I'd even go and get it myself because I like staying down with the kids. Get it wrong, you'll be on that bus to Bolton. You'll be in Warburton's bread factory before you can say, but I want to work in radio. Right? No, not really. I won't fire you. Trevor Nelson says he likes tea the colour of his ankle, doesn't he? That's what he always says. He says, that's how I want my tea, and shows the colour of his ankle. But I don't think I've got a body part that matches the colour of tea that I like.
Oh, I might be minging if that was on me. I've got such pale legs.
Yeah.
I'd be like all milk and no tea.
I'd be really milky tea. Well, I don't know what. Mind you, I've got a bit of holiday skin on at the moment, but that's more like a sort of latte, isn't it, I suppose? There's probably a tea-coloured part of me, but it'll be, like, somewhere, like, inside. Do you know what I mean? I can't, like... Can't
Josh is
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah, he's off now. Young stuff. Go on, here we go. He's 19 and he's just... Has he just turned 20?
I don't know.
Young'un. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, like, my lower intestine or something. Do you know what I mean? I can't be like, I like my tea the same colour as my lower intestine, you know, because people just think I'm weird. So how are you, Becky? You all right, Becky?
Yeah,
I'm not really spoke to you today. I've been busy.
Well, you've came in and you've eaten a Chinese.
It's not a Chinese.
It is. You've got a big carrier bag of prawn crackers.
Yeah, but prawn crackers are eaten throughout Asia, actually.
Yeah, but you still had a... What did you have if it wasn't a Chinese?
This was actually Vietnamese street food.
I should have known it would have been something posher than just
swanky.
Sweet and sour.
It's only from Dent Road. Only 8 quid. It's nice. It's well healthy.
8 quid, that's expensive for lunch.
Yeah, but you get rolls with it as well.
You get
some prawn crackers.
I'm not
having them. I don't think they're healthy. You were convinced they were like skips, weren't you?
Yeah.
Anyone complains about the food thing, she initiated it, by the way, the food talk. I wasn't going to mention it.
Says the lady who started the show, not with hello, but, oh, I'll have a tea with a little bit of milk.
Yeah, and... right. How are you guys out in listener land? It's Saz in for Scott, 81199. If you'd like to say hello, any complaints, direct them elsewhere. Have you had a nice day so far, Becky?
It's been really good. Yeah.
Big pendulous pendulum thing on your necklace there.
Yeah.
Nice. Pendant. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Don't adjust your top. I couldn't see your boobs.
All right, I'm so used to working with Scott,
Yeah, you have to watch it with him. Eyes everywhere. When's he back anyway, old...
Monday.
Bug-eyed Mills. Yeah. Monday.
Yeah.
Good stuff. BBC. Red Beetle. One. So, a few suggestions of what part of your body you could show to a young, keen worker here at Radio 1 to indicate the sort of tea that you like. Most of them we can't read out.
No.
I mean, it'd be frowned upon even if one of the male disc jockeys got out his Raspberry Ripple to show it to a young person to say, that's how I want my tea, that colour, same colour as me, isn't it? That's not... That would be frowned upon, wouldn't it? There'd definitely be cause to complain there. Suppose you could show your hearing aid if you wore one and say, I like my tea, the colour of my hearing aid.
It's still a bit milky, though, isn't it?
It is quite milky. They're very milky. They're quite lighty colour, aren't they? And I like my tea quite dark. It says in the Sun today, there's been research that shows that women put in 300 hours of work for Christmas.
When are we going to get time off to do that?
Don't know. Have you put in even 10 minutes yet?
No. Well, I got a Delia Christmas book.
Oh, all right. How long did that take to buy?
I got it from the library, so about 20 minutes.
Took you about 20 minutes. Did you flick through it? Did any other cookery books
caught
your eye?
Oh, yeah, with reading it as well, that's probably taken an extra 15.
Yeah. What, minutes?
Yeah.
I love that you're a member.
I've bought some mincemeat.
Oh, right, well, beef, like sweet meat. Sweet mincemeat.
Yeah, to put in my mince pies.
Okay.
It said in the book to make your own, but...
That's probably like an hour or so right there. Only another 299 hours to go. I know, it's hard work. I'm tired just thinking about it. I love the fact that you're a member of a library.
What? It's really good.
Yeah. Do you get fined if you take them back later?
But it's still cheaper than buying them.
Are you like, do you have a swipe card in these modern days? Not just a fusty old
lady.
Yeah,
you can do it yourself, like self-checkout,
really?
Like you can at the supermarket, yeah.
What, you can self-checkout your books at the library?
And then the annoying woman comes on, is like, unexpected book in the book thing, and you're like, oh.
Does it beep if it's like, unsuitable material for a young lady?
But I was really annoyed, because when I first got it, I was like, yes, always wanted to be a librarian. You know, like when you do the stamp, and then you scan the barcode. You have to write it on with a pen. I was like, this is no fun. Where's my date stamp?
Oh, you want a date stamp?
And I just wanted to stand there and just like...
Why else would you become a librarian if you didn't get a stamp?
Exactly.
Stamps are great, aren't they? There's something about a stamp that just feels good.
It's authority, isn't it?
Yeah, it's authority. Put a stamp on it. I've been doing my Love in a Box today.
Eh?
It's like a charity thing that you have to take into Lola's school. It's really good cause, but it just wrecks me every time. Because it's for... There's a million other charities like it out there. This particular one takes shoe boxes that you decorate and you fill it with it. You've got to choose the sex of the child and the age of the child that you want it to go to orphanages in the Ukraine.
Aww.
And so you put like I did like sort of 11 to 15 year olds or 12 to 15 year olds. So like for a girl, I put in like, you know, some nice like sort of face wipes and like nice shower gel and toothbrush and toothpaste and some mittens and things and some pens and stuff and a little notebook.
Aww.
And you have to put a little card in. It's really emotional doing it. It's nice doing it because instead of just giving £2...
It's better than giving like a couple of tins, isn't it? Like the old tins of beans that you set at the back
of your cupboard.
Yeah, it's better
because that doesn't mean as much. You don't think about it as much. You just kind of like clearing out your cupboard essentially when it's harvest. But you know, with this, you put in a bit of effort and it makes you think a bit more and you have to put a card in, you know, going, hope you're okay.
Hiya.
Yeah, hiya.
Saz here. Enjoy your gifts.
Yeah, I put like an autograph.
And did you take one of those cards from upstairs?
Yeah.
You didn't, did you?
Put one in for Greg James one. I'm sure it'll make a big difference. No, I didn't. I put in a nice little card. Don't ruin it. Did it really nice and then got a bit teary. I mean, it's never a surprise for Ben to find me crying. Could be about anything. Could be like a physical injury or I'm just feeling a bit like that. Or just for the release, enjoy a bit of a sob. You know what those girls are like. He's like, are you all right? I'm like, love in a box.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, my fingers are really flying on this desk today. It's like I'm wearing mittens. Inside those sort of pineapple ice buckets that you get off of the 80s on cocktail bars. That's how dexterous I am today. You all right, Becky?
Yeah. I was trying to think what a pineapple ice bucket was. Is it a big pineapple stuffed with ice?
Yeah, it's plastic. It's not a real pineapple.
Oh.
I just wanted to get across that I'm not very dexterous and
I thought mittens wasn't
good enough. So I imagine having an ice bucket on each hand as well. So I'd just be like... trying to press buttons like that. That's what I'm doing basically today. Thanks very much for your emails this week for Dear Sarah.
Dear Sarah, hi. I've seen the Access All Areas video chat with Andy Parfitt. And is it me, or does he look slightly like Noel Edmonds? Just saying, Chad.
I just want to say at this point that it was the one who doesn't speak who decided to put this one on the show today.
We don't filter them for.
No,
you
I
know.
Mean they're just there.
Everyone's got a right to, you know,
the right to
comment.
To comment. Access All Areas was a very, very popular station-wide thing that we did.
Organised by me.
Organised by, was it by you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And other people.
And yeah, it wasn't all you, was it? Because
no.
It was Rachel as well a bit, wasn't it?
But, and Sam.
But what bit did
and
you
Tash.
Do, the DJs?
I was
you
in the
brilliant.
Little room doing all the videos.
You were brilliant at that.
I had to type all the bits that the computer spoke.
Now then, you'll know the one she's talking about then, when she's talking about Andy Parfitt, the big boss. Did he have... Was it the beard or was it a knobbly...
Well,
did he have like a knobbly jumper?
Actually, one of the questions was to him, what's with the beard? And I couldn't believe it. He answered it and said he went surfing in the summer and just forgot to shave. And since he's come back, he loved it.
He forgot to shave?
Well, you know, like when you're on holiday, you can't be bothered, can you? Like
no.
Quite a lot of men
well,
just
I
like
don't.
Do you not?
No, that's why I get back. I'm like, ooh, better shave.
You should try a beard, maybe.
Yeah, maybe I'll go.
We thought you were going to grow a beard for November.
No, well, I was talking about my Tash the other night on Twitter because that girl on I'm a Celebrity. She's only like 20, and I think she's had fillers above her upper lip. She's had something done to above her upper lip, or so it looks like to me. And I said, why does she just grow a tash to cover her wrinkles like I do? So Andy Parfitt looks a bit like Noel Edmonds. What worries me about that, and Noel Edmonds got more of a salt and pepper colour beard now, hasn't he? It's a bit more grey.
Yeah, Andy's
isn't
a lot
it?
Younger, isn't he?
It's a lot younger and more dashing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
he doesn't wear any of those jumpers. He's got quite cool clothes. Mm. What else can we say about him that's good?
When you got to redo your contract? What I'm worried is that when contract negotiations come up, he might do it a bit like the Noel Edmonds show.
What, deal or no deal?
Yeah.
With all the boxes?
No, swap shop. I'm like, I'll swap with Moyles. No, like deal or no deal, where like, you know, his glamorous assistant will be stood there with
I do like it when they peel
boxes.
Off the ribbon, because it makes like a really good noise, isn't it? Is it like Velcro?
Yeah. And
you get box 1p.
Yeah, box, yeah, and it's like 1p a show. No, rubbish. okay, so, yeah, I mean, we've decided that he's like a blonde, more handsome Adonis of a...
It's in our interest to disagree with
of
you.
Of a Noel Edmonds, yeah, basically.
Dear Sarah, Becky, TOTDS, and PR4L, my friend has an issue. She saw Billy Connolly in Winnipeg yesterday, and she really wants to share a story with him. It really is quite hilarious, involving closets, trolls, and miscommunication. However, he doesn't seem to have an email address. Who doesn't have email? But since you live in the UK, maybe you could pass on his email address to my friend. I know she would appreciate it.
Does everybody in the UK know everybody else's email address? Because that's what's implied in that email, isn't it?
Well, I think if you're from Canada, then you think that it's really small here, and we all live next door to the Queen, eat scones, and have Billy Connolly's address. I mean, have you got it?
No, I don't know.
You got his digits?
No.
Didn't you meet him once and you got his digits?
No, that was a different Billy.
Oh, right.
That was Billy off EastEnders.
No, that was Brian Connolly. Let's see.
This really is a story that brings tears of laughter to your eyes, and it needs to be spread worldwide.
Here we go. I'm excited because she might tell us what the story is now that her friend wants to tell to Billy Connolly.
Between you and Billy Connolly, it could be revolutionary.
Oh.
And a warning to all door-to-door salesmen. Mm. Hope things are well. Love the podcast.
No, hang on a minute.
And your accents.
No.
I listen at work while picking and pruning cucumbers.
Oh, I hope.
Take care all. Sarah from Olds, Alberta, Canada.
So after all that, we don't even get to know what the story is that she wanted us to pass on to Billy Connolly anyway. I don't know if the pickling and the pruning of cucumbers went on in that closet with the trolls and the miscommunication. It might just be a completely separate issue. We'll never know, I suppose.
We could get it, maybe. I'm thinking, do you know Vern? You can see Vernon.
Yeah.
Or speak to Vernon.
Vernon Kay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vernon's married to Tess.
Yes.
Tess can get it off Pamela.
Oh, of course, on Strictly, Pamela is married...
To Billy.
To Billy. I'll put in that call now. I'll text VK.
That'll be easily done.
Wicked. We'll do our best then. Radio 1 Podcast. Becky?
Yes?
I'm going to head out onto Stupid Street soon. Is that all right with you?
Yeah.
It's all about Christmas presents and that. You're feeling festive?
Yeah.
Love a bit of Christmas. Not started though yet. Not started the old prezi buying yet.
This weekend's meant to be the bake-off weekend.
The bake-off?
Where you're like meant to make everything.
Really?
But I just go to the supermarket on the 23rd and...
Gosh.
Stick it in the microwave.
Is my mum supposed to put a sprouts on this week?
No, I think it's like cake and Christmas pudding. Do you know what? Sometimes, though, the smell of them, you'd think they've been cooking for...
Of my mum? Are you dissing my mum's sprouts yet? or do you mean sprouts in
Just
general?
Sprouts in general.
General sprouts.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a Brussels sprout. Give me a high five on that one, Chris Smith Newsman, yeah?
Anytime.
Are you a sprout man?
I don't mind a sprout. My missus has got a magazine with Christmas recipes in, and it says you should parboil your roast potatoes like now and then freeze them.
Really?
So it's really quick to do on Christmas Day.
Oh,
that's
no.
a good tip.
Really?
That is a good tip, yeah.
I'm not sure about the vitamin content if you're freezing things all over the shop.
No, if you freeze it, that stays. The vitamins stay until you do it again.
Mm.
This is highbrow entertainment.
Back to... you know what? The one who doesn't speak is pointing at the big lit-up sign behind Becky's head that says BBC Radio 1, not Radio Norfolk or something, where it's like our listeners are sort of all over 50.
Young people cook potatoes as
hey,
well.
This is something fun for young people with sprouts, if you like. Go and get a sprout and eat it, hold it in your hand and pretend you're a giant and you're eating a cabbage. There you go. Better than playing on Nils' Xboxes. Where's Tulip, by the way?
As I know, she's got a mystery day off.
She's gone funny since his wedding announcement.
She's been stalking Kate Middleton on the internet, looking at old pictures of her when she was at university.
So it's possible
she is just like...
She's not tethered herself to the palace gates as she was some bouquet ribbon.
It's possible. She's getting in line already to cheer.
Oh, no. She wants to catch the bouquet and stuff, doesn't she? What do you think? She's not right, is she, Becky? She's had a glint in her eye. She doesn't walk normally. If you watch, you know, she walks like that, one foot and then feet together, then one foot. So she walks around the office now like she's going up an aisle. She's not right.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Now, time for a bit of knowledge in your life. Coxopedia. Welcome to Coxopedia, Tyrone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my love, or should I say good morning to you?
Well, it is, yeah. Night shift weekend, you know, night shift weekends. Not good, but you get plenty of sleep in the afternoon.
Do you get extra money for working night shift?
You get a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, night shift.
I like them. I like night shift.
Yeah, you like it. You like the mystery of the night.
It's quiet.
Moving around under cover of darkness.
That's the way I like it. I want to be a vampire.
Oh, well, you're not a vampire, I'm presuming. What is your line of work?
I'm in health and safety.
Oh, okay.
Work in a big factory in Cumbria.
Oh, okay. What does the factory make? Are we allowed to know?
No.
Oh!
I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Wow.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Wow, no, I mean, that'd be very special. It's down a phone line, exactly, or something. We don't want to know.
No.
So you have to wander around with a clipboard and a hard hat on going, oi!
That's just about it, yeah.
That's not safe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, then. Did you get on well with your workmates?
They're a fine bunch, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to give them a shout out?
Everybody at the C-Shift.
Oh, C-Shift. There you go.
Everybody at C-Shift.
We've got a clue there.
We're the best.
Oh, the C-Shift as in the letter C?
The letter C, yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant as in the C as in sailing. I thought, he's making secret yachts for the government. Coxopedia. So, Tyrone, always had a clue, by the way. I've been up studying yachting through the years since midnight. Any good?
Have you? Why have you been studying yachting?
Because I thought it might have been your subject.
No.
Oh, all right.
Close.
Tea cakes and tantrums, the true story of Elton John.
Not quite today, no.
Oh, okay. You're quite a man of mystery, Tyrone.
Oh, I like a bit of mystery.
Tyrone, give me my subject, please.
Tinternet.
Oh, okay. The internet was invented many, many years ago when somebody needed to find out somebody's birthday or something like that. How are we going to do this? It's no good ringing round and all those encyclopedias do nout but create dust and gather moths. Let's create something better, said a man called Tim and his friend Turnit. Who was French, that's why he was called Turnit. So Tim and Turnit came up with the idea of a computer that had so many wires in the back and each wire separately ran to a different house and to a different country and all around the world. The internet is very, very popular amongst young boys who like to look at pictures of pretty ladies whilst they're pretending to do their homework. Also, girls like to go on there to do stuff like look for shoes and that and to chat about boys. Old people like to go on there to complain about stuff and to also look at pictures of pretty girls. One of the forerunners of the internet was the band Deacon Blue. He's a real gone kid, maybe now baby. People thought, who sings that? They looked it up and it was Deacon Blue. They were the first people to ever have an internet page. The TV chef John Trode is on there talking about lots of recipes, as is George W. Bush, though he doesn't really know why he's there. He's just been told to stand there and people take his photo. Gosh, that was quite a big subject to cover, Tyrone.
It certainly was, yes, and I am very, very, very much enlightened.
Right, yeah, you impressed.
I'm very, very impressed.
Good, I hope you take that knowledge away with you and use it to impress the other guys on the night shift.
I certainly will, and they'll be very impressed with it too.
Oh, good, it was lovely chatting to you, Tyrone.
Thank you very much, Sarah. All the best.
So long.
Bye.
Radio 1. Ready for a bit of Stupid Street?
Yes.
So we go out in the streets of Stupid and we ask them what they want for Christmas. If they've wrote to Father Christmas yet, there's still time. And what do you think the people of Stupid Street would want for Christmas? What do you reckon? What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really boring.
Why? What? What? Really? It's what, really like some A4 paper?
No, I want a big food processor.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because I bossed mine trying to make some cakes.
It's BBC Radio 1, remember? We got told off before for talking about the best way to do roast potatoes.
I know.
Don't talk about
that. That's why I said it's not very rock and roll.
Make some at home. I want...
Something really cool.
I want some roller skates and some dealy boppers. Just trying to keep it young and cool.
I want JLS doll. I want the three other JLS dolls.
I want tickets to The Wanted, a JLS doll.
Because I've only got Arisha and...
I've got JB.
Have you?
Yeah. And I want a Lady Gaga poster and a meat dress like she had.
I'd quite like to, have a bit of Justin Bieber's hair. Just like the front
in
bit.
In a locket.
Yeah.
Really, I want an handbag. Like your phone, that, do
we? So it's just mine. Bieber. Yes, you can have my hair.
You're showing off because you've got reception. Down here. So I'd like a nice handbag, but what do you think the people on Stupid Street would like?
Money, games for the consoles.
I think they might want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
One of those new computers that, like, I can't say the brand of, but it's just like a flat piece of paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
A trumpet.
A trumpet?
Well, just throw that in there. I'm just trying to think of obscure things. Cheese board.
That I'll never say no to a cheese board.
Nah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Give me a little clue there, what I can treat you to this Yuletide. Let's see. We'll head out onto Stupid Street and see what the people want.
What's on the top of your Christmas list this year?
Cheese would be nice. There's always a good bit of cheese out there, I reckon.
Cheese!
Wouldn't knock it off. I'll try it.
What's on the top of your Christmas list this year?
A new wife.
Oh dear, that's depressing.
New wife?
Yeah, it is at the moment. Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
Kind of.
Okay, come here. Come here. Aww. It's all right. What is at the top of your Christmas list this year?
A new trumpet.
A new trumpet.
This is a fix.
Yeah, it's always nice to have a new trumpet.
A puppy. I want a puppy.
What is on the top of your Christmas list this year?
Oh, wow. For presents?
Yeah.
Pans.
Getting rinsed. Rinse out. Absolute, yeah.
I want a puppy.
What type of puppy do you want?
Shih Tzu.
What's on the top of your Christmas list this year?
Books and vegetables.
Books and vegetables.
That's a night in.
To buy for me?
Yeah.
An apron to cook food. A kitchen apron.
A kitchen apron? What type of kitchen apron?
One where there's like a man's or a woman's body on them.
Okay.
Anything like that.
Do you have some of them already?
No, I don't. Somebody bought me an ironing board cover with a woman's body on it.
That's not to be encouraged, is it?
Oh.
Neither is buying a puppy for Christmas. They're for life, not for Christmas. Mm. You're not really supposed to get it for Christmas, are you, like they did in the 80s? You know, and then they'll be out on the street on Boxing Day, rearmed for New Year. Yeah. Don't get one at Christmas. Get a pet that's easy. I mean, it's not as cute on Christmas morning having a stick insect jumping up, licking your face, but I think it's a good place to start instead of a puppy, isn't it? I was right. All right, I can't lie to you.
You blatant cheated.
All right, I saw you that I had a clip saying this.
A new trumpet?
I saw that, but I swear that the girlfriend and the cheese was completely, I promise, I swear on my life. No, I swear, I promise. It doesn't say cheese or girlfriend on the clips. It does, however, say...
An apron. One where there's like a man's or a woman's body on them.
An apron with a man or a woman body, or any kind of body on there. And a kitchen apron, apparently, not a lounge apron. Or a downstairs loo apron, just a kitchen apron. Oh,
dear. Who needs it all?
Need an apron for the loo.
Pans.
Did she say pans or pants?
Pans.
Pans.
Yeah, she's up your street, she is. Mm-mm. You get together with your food.
I know, I could
her
do
pans
yeah.
And his apron. Good Lord.
Getting rinsed. Rinse out. Absolute, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
What he says.
Gnarly, dude. Is that something to do with snowboarding? What's this?
A new life.
Oh, dear, that's depressing.
Now, does he say wife or life?
I think he says life, so I'm going to take
does
your girlfriend
life?
Point away.
Oh, I thought he said a new wife.
Yeah, you see, you talked over it and gave yourself the point, but I'm adjudicating.
Yeah, it is at the moment.
Do you need a hug?
Kind of.
Okay, come here. It's all right.
Oh, he just wanted to get closer to Roz, didn't he?
I love that Roz. She's such a sucker falling for that I need a new life line.
Do you know what? If I got stopped in the street and asked what I want for Christmas, a bit of me might think that this person was about to nip into the nearest store and get it
for me.
Yeah,
so you'd be like, Lamborghini?
Yeah.
No, you still wouldn't. You'd be like, food mixer. Cheese, I want a cheese board. Oh, well, there we go. Very sweet. Some of them were like, what, for presents? What I want for Christmas? Well, yeah, what else? Podcast. Thank you very much for your email. Send them in for next week to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Sorry. Can I get a rewind? Here we go then. Let's this first one, here we go. It's something to do with the X Factor.
Dear Sarah, hi. Becky, TOTDS, and the PR4L, I just need to share this. Don't you agree that Liam, off of X Factor's One Direction, reminds you of a young Bob Mortimer off of Vic and Bob? I mean, so far on X Factor, Louis has been throwing these young version comparisons around like there's no tomorrow. We've had a young Lenny Henry, and now Wagner reminds Louis of a young Elton John.
So what did he say? A young what?
He's saying that he looks like a young Bob Mortimer. But that poor girl that he called a young Lenny Henry, I was like, she must be mortified.
No, he called a boy, Paige.
Was it a boy?
Yeah, it was a boy.
I thought it was a girl.
No, Paige called a young Lenny.
I swear the one that doesn't speak said he called a girl Lenny Henry. I was like, that's worse than me being called Matt Lucas.
No,
he called
Paige a young Lenny Henry. Oh. But he's nothing like Lenny Henry.
Oh,
and he's
not
a singer.
Well, I thought it was rude because Lenny Henry's a man.
Because Lenny Henry's
Paige was a girl.
No, I think there was other issues in there. Why it was weird to say it was like a young Lenny. And then who did he call in this last time as well? It was another singer. At least it was a singer this time.
Elton John, Wagner was
Luther
like a
Vandross, a young Luther Vandross. This is what Louis was saying, and Simon picked him up, and it was like, last week it was Lenny Henry, this week it's Luther Vandross, I mean, who next? So let's have a look. So anyway, out of One Direction, what's
yes.
he called?
Yes, I know the one he
Liam.
Means. Yeah,
let me
definitely.
Have a look.
A little bit in the face, look.
Oh, him who's got the little birthmark on his neck, hasn't he? So
oh,
it's
I can't see from this.
It's
you have intimate knowledge of One Direction's bodily features.
It. It's kind of cute. It's like a little sort of, you know, a distinguishing feature in a passport. Styling. Okay, so yeah, maybe. We'll give you that one, maybe.
Whilst we're at it, don't you reckon Matt Edmondson looks like a small Greg James? Love and kisses, Andy.
He does a bit.
I think it's just the hair, isn't it?
I think they're all made from the same entertainment jelly mould. In some factory somewhere, that in the fun factory that produces great DJ-type persons. Do you think Matt Edmondson sometimes sits in Greg James's top pencil pocket and just sort of watches what he does and how he does it? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Maybe not. Matt Edmondson keeps popping up on the telly, doesn't he, advertising that little Extra Factor thing that's on a Wednesday online.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
it's I haven't seen him. He was so small.
Tiny little thing.
He's like Grandpa in my pocket.
I love that show.
It's brilliant.
It's amazing. Right then. Okay, so yeah, I think you've got a very good point there. Next email.
Mention this wedding again and I'm switching you off. Ian.
Well, Ian, when did that come? Is that from you?
No, it's from Ian.
Better I'd be from Ian. I don't mind if Ian's cross with me. You were getting into the wedding as well.
I know, but we have to, you know, balance the views at the BBC.
I've not mentioned it today, have I? Apart from Tulip going down there being a massive stalker pants. All right, Ian, I'm not going to mention it. What time are we on? 18 minutes past. Ooh, that's spooky. 18. Then when it gets to 18, it'll be 1-8, 1-8, 1-8. So that's some sort of exotic. No. Whoa, the end of the world. No, it's fine. Okay.
Hi, Sarah. Hi. And everyone. After seeing the Tennis Girl poster on I'm a Celebrity, I thought I'd Google it to see what all the fuss is about. I found this on Wikipedia. I thought it was quite funny. I don't know if you're aware, but apparently the image is sought after by collectors and celebrities, including Jonathan Ross, Ricky Gervais and Adrian Pearce from BBC Radio 1's Newsbeat. Anon.
So what, he owns a copy of it?
I don't know. I've never heard about this.
Do you know the picture I
do
that
know
I mean,
the one with the girl, she's got a bit of her bum out.
Yeah, she's like itching her bum. Which it doesn't sound like it without sex that she's got.
But it does actually say this image is sought after by collector celebrities, including Jonathan Ross, Ricky Gervais and Adrian Pearce from Newsbeat. Adrian's like one of the big bosses at Newsbeat.
I don't know what's more shocking, the fact that he's sourcing out well-known pictures of half-naked girls or the fact he's seen as a celebrity. I mean, that's just very strange. We'll have to maybe ask him about it.
Hi, Sarah, PR4L, Becky and the one that doesn't speak. I just thought I'd email you my vision of Christmas number one for 2010. It involves the superstar phenomenon that is Wagner off of The X Factor and that classic party tune from the 80s, I think, Agadoo, remixed to create Wagadoo. Thanks. Aww. Kevin Stead from Wigan, but you can call me Kev instead.
Oh... Is that version actually out there?
I don't know. Is this the original that we've got here?
So this is Wagner doing this?
No, this is just the original. We'll have to Wagner! Do, do, do. Push pineapples, be Brazilian. Wagner, do, do, do. Will Louis get my name wrong? Wagner, do, to the right. Staring at girls' boobs all the time. With my dancers, I may be inappropriate, though that's not legally substantiated.
I think your version's better.
Is that good, do you reckon? Let's get it in court. Let's get in the can, get it in the bag.
Dear Sarah, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L, earlier last week, I was walking into uni and, as normal, I was tired and couldn't really be bothered for the day ahead. It was then I discovered that if you sing The Apprentice theme song in your head, you feel really powerful and just like Lord Sugar. Loving the show, Rachel, XXX.
I love that. Right, stand up. Come on.
Okay.
Stand up.
I'm too tired to stand up.
Stand up, right, stretch it out. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Derek, can you speak? Derek, stand up. Can you hear? Is he not good as on? He's got one extra on, cheeky monkey. Here we go. How's that make it feel? Ooh, yeah, no, walk along on the spot.
He's doing it. Do, do, do,
do, do, do. That's it, Derek. Walk along to the... They're dancing. Look, it's Ollie as well. You're not supposed to be doing... Oh, no, they're doing inappropriate dancing to it. It's gone all wrong.
You can't thrust this.
What's he doing? It's Ollie. No, they're doing like... Oh, no.
It does work, well, though, doesn't it?
It does work. I felt quite powerful. But the boys in Newsbeat, the Ollie Entertainment guy and Derek, buddy, they got arm in arm and started doing like Streetly dancing to it. No,
keep
it's awkward.
Keep dancing.
They did that.
They did yeah, they did at the end.
Bruce bit. No, it's awkward. They've got to sit next to each other, having just been in a clinch. In that office by themselves now.
I quite like that. I used to walk around pretending to be a spook, but now I'm going to walk around pretending to be Lord Sugar.
Oh, all right then. What did you used to do, forward roly-polies and pretend to have a gun and stuff like that?
No, just like get my Bluetooth headset out and just be like, yep.
What would be your theme tune if you had to walk around to music all the time?
Well, that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine would be...
Before that, it would have been something by Nicki Minaj.
Watch how smooth this is. Mine would be... doesn't really work that well. Owl City. Rubbish.
You're walking like a little fairy.
La la la. All right, shut it. The Scott Mills Daily. Becky?
Yeah.
I've got an email for you.
Becky, We have a high-vis jacket in our Children in Need auction at work. How much do you want to bid for it? It has no bid so far. Anita, Magistrates Court, Peterborough.
Oh, this is because earlier in the week I said I wanted a high-vis jacket, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Peterborough obviously isn't suffering from a crime wave at the moment because the Magistrates Court, they've got time to get together a charity raffle. Good for you guys.
I'm not sure I'd put a high... If I was doing a charity raffle, a high-vis jacket isn't the first thing I'd put in, is
no,
it?
No, you need, like, signed stuff from celebrities, like maybe some of Michael Owen's football boots or something.
Or even just, like, books or CDs.
Nice book or maybe a meal at a local restaurant or something. I don't know if high-vis jacket is really going to get the money in.
And also, to tell me that there's no bids means that I could bid 1p and still get it.
Would it change if it had a hard hat on it with it as well?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'd have to have the combo before I put money.
Yeah.
Obviously,
then what
gift
would you
money
do?
To children.
Would you just
need,
sort of wander around looking authoritative?
Yeah, just in the office and that on my desk.
I would love to come into work if I just sitting there in a hard hat and a high-vis jacket.
It'd be brilliant. I don't think here anybody would ask why.
No, they just
presume, let me get on with it.
Just presume you'd got some
promotion.
Promotion to like
hard hat and vis jacket wearer. That's a very snappy title.
Go for it. You'd probably be able to get some letters after your name. Mm. Right, idiot. HV. Anyway.
Dear the one who sits in for Scott, when I heard you were covering Scott while he was away, I was understandably concerned. Do you have an authorised licence to supply Scott Mills points to the nation? I'm extremely concerned that you might be arrested for possession with intent. How awkward would that be? It would just be dead air for 3 hours a day. There's no way Becky could possibly live up to your legacy. It would be a total shambles. Yes. Until Scott returns. Then it would be fine. Love you all, even Becky. Tom, off of Actual Folkestone.
Now, we need to discuss this.
What, do I need some sort of licence to give away the points?
Well, you've just been giving them away willy-nilly, haven't you?
Well, I could maybe give them away a little bit nilly.
But you've given...
I'll accept that criticism.
But you've given away over a million this week. A million,
yes,
in one go at one point.
I did give away a million.
And you're just going to swan
because
off.
Because you guessed a number.
But you're going to swan
off
tomorrow night.
Yeah, but
you're
the one who guessed it. He's some sort of witch, aren't you?
Are you blaming
voodoo
me?
I'm blaming that big shell round your neck. I don't think your brain has never been very good, Becky. Come on, you're the first to admit that. Mm. But since you've been wearing that big shell round your neck, you've suddenly gone all spooky and clever. You can read minds and things.
But I think that you've just been giving them away and now you're going to go home tomorrow night and forget about it. And then me and the one that doesn't speak are going to be left here with Scott picking up the pieces, filling out all the order forms, like sending all
packing it all up. Somebody on Twitter did say that they got a million points because they must have guessed 13 as well the other day.
Think of us stuffing our jiffy bags full of pestles and mortars and salt mills and blimmin' spice racks and you're just sat at home watching Loose Women.
Oh, oven gloves?
Yeah.
Fire guards?
Yeah. It's all on.
Cricket pads?
We've got the box, but not the pads, I don't think.
Come on. Emblazoned with Scott's face.
Do you know what? Scott is so big.
You've got a tiny door in your throat then. She opened her mouth and went...
Scott is so big on merchandise at the moment. It wouldn't surprise me if he had a Scott Mills cricket box. It really wouldn't.
Cricket season starting at your school. You need a Scott Mills cricket box with my face on it. It'd be amazing. Wow. Attract all the birdies. Oh, is that golf? Don't know. Need to work on the app.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.